listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Miles Davis Quintet with It Never Entered My Mind from those 1950s recordings of ballads and melodics. Here we are recording the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for yet another week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy your stay. We have a jam-packed show today that will just go as soon as it starts, which is right now. What do we have for you? We have some great comedy, double feature on the comedy, actually. We have Bob Newhart and Rodney Dangerfield coming up this hour, as well as Sammy Davis Jr. will sing. And we have Kamasi Washington, George Benson Group, and so much more. We even have a little special something from Dave Brubeck and an amateur performer. A fun little tidbit to look at. But to start us off, we have Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan playing My Funny Valentine from a concert at Carnegie Hall in 1975. It was kind of a reunion concert, also featuring Ron Carter, John Scofield, Bob James, Harvey Mason, Dave Samuels, and apparently even Stan Getz was there, and his daughter sang one of the standards. So it was a really wonderful experience, and you can tell the boys are having so much fun playing this tune. They really pour it all in there. Of course, you have Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan are just two of the icons of the horn, I would say, probably post, well, even, you know, before, but you know, that post-60s period when jazz was slowly falling out and folk was coming in and rock was coming in. This is from 1975, Good As Ever, Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker, here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little funny Valentine. Stay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker with My Funny Valentine from their concert at Carnegie Hall in New York City in 1975. And now we go to another live performance. This was a special appearance by Dave Brubeck at a Moscow School of Music where he was, I guess, doing a lecture for some students, and he was kind of just talking with them and, of course, doing their, showing them his skill and his jazz, which was very big over there in what was at the time still the USSR. And one of the what's happening in this clip is they ask him to do some improvisations around classical Russian folk tunes. And the first song you'll hear him improvise around is Ay Urhan, which is a Russian folk song. And then something special happens. A student who plays the violin and is in the audience, they're in this small, it almost looks like a cafeteria. He's listening, and as Dave Brubeck is playing, he's soloing, of course, the student takes out his violin and starts playing alongside. And the look on Dave's face when that student joins in is incredible. You can tell they love it, and it's a wonderful clip. We'll run it now, get a listen, and we'll chat about it after. So here they are, just improvising around Ay Uhin, a Russian folk song, on 101.5 The Hawk.
Could you do an improvisation on a Russian theme? And he gave us an example of Van Cliburn's Moscow evenings, what is that, Moscow nights.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. I think there is no better way to explain what jazz is rather than that clip. You have this master at work, Dave Brubeck, known for Take Five, Take Time in Outer Space, and so many great hits and great playings. This was from the 90s, this clip, so by then, this was from the... So by then, he was known, he was established. And then you have this student who plays the violin, and if you, you know, listening to the clip, this isn't rehearsed, he actually just comes out of the audience and starts playing, right? And right as Dave is, what it sounds like, he's about to finish, he joins in, and it keeps going for another couple minutes, and they play wonderfully. It's no rehearsal. They both just know the tune, and then they have fun with it, put their own spin. Dave is being a powerful soloist as he starts, but once the violinist joins in, he takes a step back, of course, to let the spotlight on him, and the violinist performs very, very well. Especially considering that's not an instrument you get to hear too much in jazz. And they play it well. It takes a lot of guts to do that. I would imagine he was very nervous to just whip out his stringed instrument and strumming along with Dave Brubeck there. But they both enjoy themselves. And you can tell by the look and even the expression in the music of Dave Brubeck how he was so glad someone could join in and share that moment with him. It's really... It goes to show how complex, but how simple the relationship between jazz musicians can be. And I think our next tune does a lot of that as well. This is Kamasi Washington from his album The Epic, released in 2015 and with a runtime of over 3 hours, 173 minutes. This is definitely an epic album and an epic tune. This is his interpretation with the band of Clair de Lune. Not a tune you would really expect to be jazz, you know, so famously performed and loved as its original form in classical music, but they definitely do it justice. On this track, he plays alongside Miles Mosley, Tony Austin, Ryan Porter, and so much more. They have the whole ensemble, and this really is an epic album. It's not big band, but there is a big band behind it, and everyone giving their best. So here they are, Kamasi Washington's The Epic, Clair de Lune on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Kamasi Washington from his album The Epic, playing Claire de Lune, the infamous Debussy tune we all know and love, and they do a really wonderful job renditioning it. Next up, we have Rodney Dangerfield coming up in a little bit, as well as Sammy Davis Jr., but first, we have that indelible Wonder Bread comedian, Bob Newhart, from his album, The Best of Bob Newhart, reciting what would happen, or what did happen, when tobacco was brought to civilization.
Milestones are never really recognized right away. It takes 50, 60 years before people realize what an achievement it is. Like, take for instance tobacco, and the discovery of tobacco. It was discovered by Sir Walter Raleigh, and he sent it over to England from the colonies. And it seems to me the uses of tobacco aren't obvious right off the bat, And I imagine a phone conversation between Sir Walter Raleigh and the head of the West Indies Company in England explaining about the shipment of tobacco that he had just sent over. I think it would go something like this. Yeah, who is it, Mary? Sir Walter Raleigh from the colony. Oh, yeah, put him on, will you? Harry? Yeah, you want to pick up the extension? It's Nutty Wall again. Hi, Walt, baby. How are you, guy? How's everything going? Things are fine here, Walt. Did we get the what? The boatload of turkeys. Yeah, they arrived fine, Walt. As a matter of fact, they're still here, Walt. They're wandering all over London, as a matter of fact. See, that's an American holiday, Walt. What is it this time, Walt? You got another winner for us, do you? Tobacco. What's tobacco, Walt? It's a kind of leaf. And you bought 80 tons of it. Let me get this straight now, Walt. You bought 80 tons of leaves? This may come as kind of a surprise to you, Walt, but come fall in England here, we're kind of up to our... It isn't that kind of leaf. What is it? A special food of some kind, is it, Walt? Not exactly. It has a lot of different uses. Like, what are some of the uses, Walt? Are you saying snuff, Walt? What's snuff? You take a pinch of tobacco. And you shove it up your nose. And it makes you sneeze, huh? I imagine it would, Walt, yeah. See, goldenrod seems to do it pretty well over here, Walt. It has some other uses, though. You can chew it or put it in a pipe, or you can shred it up and put it on a piece of paper and roll it up. don't tell me, Walt. Don't tell me. You stick it in your ear, right, Walt? All between your lips, Walt. Huh? Then what do you do to it, Walt? You set fire to it, Walla. Then what do you do, Walt? You inhale the smoke. You know, Walt, it seems offhand like you could stand in front of your fireplace and have the same thing going for you, you know? See, Walt, we've been a little worried about you, you know? Ever since you put your cape down over that mud, you know? See, Walt, I think you're going to have kind of a tough time selling people on sticking burning leaves in their mouth. It's going very big over there, is it? What's the matter, Walt? You spilt your what? Your coffee. What's coffee, Walt? That's a drink you make out of beans, huh? That's going over very big there, too, is it? But a lot of people have the coffee right after their first cigarette in the morning, huh? Is that what you call a burning leaves, Walt? Cigarettes? Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, Walt. Why don't you send us a boatload of those beans, too? If you can talk people into putting those burning leaves in their mouth, they gotta go for those beans, Walt. Right. And listen, Walt. Don't call us, we'll call you. Right, Walt. Goodbye.
Black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride, and down I go, all around I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. With such a burning desire that only your kiss put out that fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire. Not only your kiss, put out that fire. You're the love, the love, the lover that I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down and down I go. Round and round and round I go. In a spin, ooh, and I'm loving that spin that I'm in. Ooh, under that old black magic car.
You're a dirty robber.
Oh, black magic car. Uh-oh, get out the car. Oh, black magic car.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Under that old black magic.
I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know?
I mean, last week I bought a whirlpool for my bath. So far, I lost three of my best ships. Okay, last week, nothing went right. I bought a waterbed. There were two Cuban guys swimming in it looking for Florida. I tell you, people are nuts, you know? My dentist, too, another beauty of my dentist. He found a new way to hide his bad breath. He holds up his arms. I tell you, all I mean is wise guys. When I checked in a hotel, I asked the bellhop to handle my bag. He started to feel up my wife. I said to him, I said, hey, buddy, who told you could play around my wife? He said, everybody. I tell my wife I can never relax, you know. I told her our kid is spoiled. She told me a lot of kids smell that way. She's a lousy cook, too. She can't cook at all. I leave dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves. My wife, she don't go for me either. I'm not a good-looking guy. Well, Halloween, I open the front door, kids give me candy. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. My dog found out we look alike. He killed himself. I was an ugly kid, too. My old man took me to the zoo. The guy at the gate thanked him for returning me. And I was a very ugly kid. Every time my old man wanted sex, my mother showed him my picture. A very ugly kid. In my sandbox, the cat kept covering me up all the time, you know? Well, when I was a kid, nobody was nice. I was 6 years old. I found out there's no such thing as Alpo baby food. I mean, nobody was nice. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. I mean, I had her rough. I told my old man I'm sick and tired of running around in circles. He got mad. He nailed down my other foot. I mean, that's a story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all. Are you kidding? Respect at all. Well, when I was born, the doctor told my mother I did all I could, but he pulled through anyway, you know? I mean, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, last week, my house was on fire. My wife told the kids, be quiet, you wake up daddy. Stay over to Hollywood. That's my end of my spot there. Okay, I'll see you now.
The Hawk, that was Sammy Davis Jr. there performing That Old Black Magic, followed by the beloved Rodney Dangerfield, who never gets no respect. And this is the end of the show. I thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked it, be sure to check out the social media, Johnny.Athens on Instagram or Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. To close out the show for us today is George Benson's group playing Love for Sale on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.